from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. August 29th. 10 in health, the one that made me reread the abstract, is at the top. Let's get into it. First from Stat. Stat Plus. A Novodies drug cut inflammation. Can it improve heart outcomes? In a recent mid-stage study, Novodies' drug Pasadkit showed promise by effectively lowering inflammation markers, which is a positive sign for its potential use in heart disease. This phase 2 Tranquility study revealed that higher doses of the drug resulted in greater reductions of these biomarkers, suggesting it's actively working to reduce inflammation. Pasadkit targets interleukin-6, a protein that plays a role in immune responses, which is crucial since inflammation is linked to various cardiovascular issues. Experts are now keen to see how Novodies plans to move forward with this drug as a treatment option for heart health. Next. Second, from MedPage Today Primary Care. Statins handed a victory in healthy older people in STERI. A recent large randomized trial, known as STERI, has provided solid evidence that statins can be beneficial for healthy older adults. This study specifically looked at the effects of daily atorvastatin, a common statin, compared to a placebo. The results showed that those taking atorvastatin had better outcomes in terms of preventing cardiovascular events, which is significant since this is the first major trial to support statin use for primary prevention in this age group. The trial included a diverse group of older adults who were generally healthy, which adds to the strength of the findings. While the benefits were clear, it's important to note that the study focused on a specific dosage of atorvastatin, so we should be cautious about generalizing these results to all statin therapies or different dosages. In summary, this trial suggests that statins could play a valuable role in maintaining heart health for older adults who don't have existing heart disease. If you or someone you know fits this profile, it might be worth discussing with a healthcare provider, keeping in mind that individual health factors will always play a crucial role in treatment decisions. Up next, third from Endpoints Pharma, #ESC26. Novodies pushes ahead with its IL-6 inhibitor despite Novo's failure. Novodies is moving forward with a phase 3 trial for its anti-IL-6 antibody, aiming to see if it can help prevent cardiovascular events in individuals at higher risk due to inflammation. This comes after Novo Nordisk's recent setback with a similar approach, which raises some questions about the effectiveness of targeting IL-6 for cardiovascular issues. The trial will focus on participants who already have elevated cardiovascular risk, and the goal is to determine if reducing inflammation can lead to better outcomes. While the evidence is still emerging, Novodies is hopeful that their approach might fill a gap in current treatment options. Worth noting that this is just one study, so while it's an important step, we'll need to wait for results to see how it pans out. Keep an eye on this one, as it could have implications for how we think about treating cardiovascular risks tied to inflammation. And then, fourth from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge, how to socialize when you're constantly reading everyone. Most social advice out there is geared toward those who filter out this information easily. For you, it's the opposite. You absorb everything, and that can lead to feeling drained after just a short interaction. It's not about needing to be more aware. It's about finding ways to cope with the overload of information you're naturally attuned to. So while others might just need a little nudge to engage, you might need strategies to help quiet the noise and protect your energy. Next, fifth from Tell Me Three Good Things, 28 August 2020, 6-3 Good Things. On Friday, the weather was pleasant, with sunshine breaking through after a week of rain. It was a nice change, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. The writer also indulged in a snack of pickles, savoring the last of their homemade batch, and planned to whip up another one over the weekend. It's a simple joy, but those little moments can really brighten the day. They also took a moment to appreciate the beauty of aging tulips, noting how their petals become delicate and translucent, adding a unique charm to their surroundings. It's all about finding joy in the small things, isn't it? What about you? What are three good things in your life right now? That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.